Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
I welcome my good colleague, Henry Sikorski, Executive Director of the Nonproliferation Policy Education Center, to help me interpret an official document from the Department of Energy that is puzzling. It is entitled Department of Energy, Office of Nuclear Energy. The title, Surplus Plutonium Utilization Program. If I read this document correctly, it's very current, late October. The Department of Energy has plutonium it wants to sell to bidders, sell poison, sell a bomb. Henry, help me understand this. I thought we were worried about proliferation. We're selling plutonium? Who is a suspect to buy it? Good evening.
Good evening. Good to be on your show again. The short answer is there are some enthusiasts to make new reactors that have gotten to the president and gotten him to promote an executive order to make this surplus weapons plutonium available for their possible use in their new reactors. One in particular is the Oklo program, which is run by a man named DeWitt, and it's owned by Sam Altman. And he's very close to the president. And out came an executive order saying, here, we will make this surplus plutonium available to you so you don't have to make it. Now, these reactors could run on 20% enriched uranium, but they also can run on plutonium-based fuels.
You're talking about Sam Altman of ChatGPT, the AI firm. Yeah. Yes, please continue. Yeah.
Now, there's a bit of a wrinkle, technically. There's about 20 tons of oxide and metal surplus that's being opened up for bidding. But what they don't tell you is that all of this fuel has to be, quote unquote, cleaned up. And the cleaning up process is very expensive, quite complicated. And guess what? We don't have any plant to do that any longer, if we ever did. So I'm not sure how far this theatrical offer will go. Something tells me it's show, but not go. And I fear that it's going to excite the humors, not so much of American firms, because I don't think there's going to be many bids on this stuff. But boy, is it going to be a loud announcement to the rest of the world. Hey, if you want to fuel your reactors with dangerous bomb level material, we think it's a great idea.
Isn't this proliferation to sell it? What are we going to do? What? We're going to monitor it forever? You have to take an army with it? What happens when it's out of the control of the U.S. government?
You have to trust American firms, and within limits, I guess I sort of do, although you sure want to keep a careful accounting of where it's going and that it doesn't leave the route to the firm, you know, on a bus stop. And you want to make sure that whatever you load up on the truck arrives and that you keep accounting of it. But I think the bigger problem is if you export these reactors, which we intend to, surely the countries that receive them will say, well, we want you to send us the fuel as well. And we prefer to use the fuel you use. Not only that, we'd like to make the fuel that you use, just like you made your fuel. That's trouble. Because when you start making plutonium-based fuels, you're also making the fuel for bombs. And you're very close, once you have the fuel, to having the bomb itself. So close, no inspection will ever give you enough warning to prevent a diversion in time to prevent it from being made into a bomb. That's so, the whole point of being very tight about nuclear fuel making and not encouraging that to go on any further than it already is.
South Korea foreign minister announces the start of talks to renegotiate the U.S. ROK civilian nuclear cooperative agreement in hope of getting the U.S. to allow South Korea to recycle plutonium and enrich uranium. In other words, to make a bomb. Are we saying yes to this?
Good question. Don't know. I understand that it's quite likely that when he was first confronted with this request with the visit of the most recently elected South Korean president at the White House, he said, I don't think so. We can talk about it. Now, that is a hedge. It isn't yes, it isn't no. It's better than yes, but the question is, how will those talks end up? The South Koreans are very clear they want to get to yes. Will we go in that direction is another question.
Is that a possible customer for the surplus plutonium? Can they just bypass making it and just buy it?
My mind boggles at the prospect, but it's conceivable. I mean, I think it's remote. But the bigger point is, if we greenlight them enriching uranium and recycling plutonium, they have some technology themselves to do it. They don't necessarily need to get everything from us, but that's an ally close to China and North Korea, two countries that they are arming themselves to defend themselves against. We have troops there. If they get into a fracas and have the ability to have their own nuclear weapon, how does that work? Do we get dragged into a conflagration with nuclear ammunition? I hope the answer is no.
Henry, a fun idea. It's 1945 and you're at the table with Oppenheimer and the command at the Pentagon. The war's over. You've got plutonium that you're manufacturing all the time because that was the second bomb, plutonium. What if we told those people that in 80 years we'll be selling surplus plutonium to unknowns? What would they have done? Would they have thought we'd gone crazy? Would they have thought we'd lost the war?
Oppenheimer clearly stated in his authorship of the Acheson-Lilienthal report that dangerous materials like highly enriched uranium and plutonium, and more important, the production of these things, should be under international ownership because it was too dangerous to leave in the hands of nations.
Has that changed? Has anything changed in that opinion?
In my book, the only thing that's changed is we gave up on that idea, maybe because it was, you know, politically and diplomatically impractical. But his observation that it's extremely risky to have nations play with this stuff is absolutely spot on.
And one more speculation. If our adversaries offered surplus plutonium to whatever, would we be okay with that because we do it? We have a minute.
Short answer is it's hard to preach temperance from a bar stool. And I suppose the problem in this is telling people to do differently than what you do. It's not a great position diplomatically to be in.
Let me understand. We're selling the most poisonous and the most dangerous substance in the solar system to bidders. Is that correct, Henry?
U.S. bidders, yes.
Henry Sikorsky is the executive director of the Nonproliferation Policy Education Center. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
It's Cybersecurity Awareness Month. LifeLock is here with tips to help protect your identity. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication, report scams, and update your software. And for comprehensive identity protection, LifeLock is your best choice. LifeLock alerts you to suspicious uses of your personal information and fixes identity theft, guaranteed, or your money back. Start your protection today with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. Terms apply.
Time. It's always vanishing. The commute, the errands, the work functions, the meetings, selling your car. Unless you sell your car with Carvana. Get a real offer in minutes. Get it picked up from your door. Get paid on the spot. So fast, you'll wonder what the catch is. There isn't one. We just respect you and your time. Oh, you're still here? Move along now. Enjoy your day. Sell your car today. Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.